Mesdames et messieurs, votre attention s'il vous plaît, nous voulons vous accueillir à bord de 5693 de Baie-Hudson. Avec les arrêts à Dauphin, Deport, Thompson, Gillam et Churchill. Pendant votre voyage, notre équipe de bord est responsable pour votre sécurité et votre bien-être. N'hésitez pas à communiquer avec un des membres de personnel de bord en regard de votre sécurité. Les chaussures doivent être portées lorsque votre déplacement sur le train. Ce train est entièrement non-fumeur. Ça inclut les chambres de bain et les plateformes entre les voitures. Votre coopération est appréciée. Le casse-croûte est ouvert de 7h le matin jusqu'à 11h du soir. Le service de bord et de 11h le matin jusqu'à 21h le soir. Merci et bon voyage. Et si nous pouvons faire quoi que ce soit pour rendre votre voyage plus agréable, n'hésitez pas de communiquer avec un des membres du personnel de bord. Merci et bon voyage. Thank you and enjoy your trip.
When it comes to answering a question like what is northern food, there is no good answer. You know, it's the same, you know, what is Canadian food or what is Japanese food? The answer is at what point in time? Because these traditions are always evolving, partly by choice, partly by changing taste, but always because of what's available and what has been introduced into your environment that you didn't have access to previously, right? So I don't know what the answer to what is northern food should be, but I think our project attempts to get several answers to that from people who have more expertise than we do, and that was one of the goals of going to Churchill, was asking folks who did know these things whether they were willing to share that knowledge with an audience beyond just ourselves.
I remember oranges and were 60 cents a dozen, and Coca-Cola was one of the ones that was the highest. It was 25 cents a bottle, ice cream, two cones. For a quarter, we used to go down and get those from the newsie on the train.
We never had
we were well fed in the bunkhouses.
Until about 1948, and we had a Hudson Bay manager, who incidentally was the commanding officer of British flyers here in Canada during the war, and he was going to have fresh fruit and vegetables for his family, so he brought them in. We just had bread, was as much as 8 and 9 days old, and if you bought 5 loaves, you might get 3 out of it because the rest was all moldy. Meat, you had very limited choice. As a matter of fact, I remember moving bolts of material to see what was in the meat. Case. The store was just a very small store, you know, and everything was jammed in there. But when I first came, there was no such thing as the fresh fruit and vegetables we have all year round now. No salad vegetables at all. And no fresh fruit that I remember. Maybe, yes, in the summer, towards the end of the season, you'd get peaches and so forth. During the year, nothing like that at all. And most of us lived on geese, caribou, fish, whatever we could get legally.
From being 8,000 people between here and Fort Churchill to being less than 1,000 here, that has made was a huge, huge change. And we lost so much in that with the, just because the army brought so much to the community, really. And everything kind of got smaller for a while, but then, having said that, of course, then the whole war thing has really brought a lot of life to Churchill. And even just the polar bears, having all these bears around was a big change because they weren't here when I was growing up at all.
Polar bear, right here. Hey, get out of here!
I really enjoy goose.
Yeah.
I really enjoy marinated goose.
What started to happen is that the hunters kept asking for the recipes. Different ones would say, "Oh, you should write a cookbook. You should write a cookbook."
As other country foods,
now that I live here more long term, like I certainly access a lot more local meat. So we do moose, caribou, goose. So I don't buy any meat from Churchill at all anymore. I do bring some from Winnipeg when I go, but my red meat source has been moose for 2 years straight, pretty much now. And like, there's lots of people here that's all that they eat. So
there's a lot of hunters in Churchill. Indigenous and not experienced people who are very kind and will show people, they're happy to show you where to go and go hunting together and things like that.
Now that's going to be a little turnaround for the buses, because we are going to have people come in. We want them to see what sustainable North looks like. What does it look like to grow your own fruits and vegetables in the North with greenhouses and all of the sun we have in the summer? So that's going to be where the buses kind of come in.
Oh, I think they're great. I think it's going to be very hard to make them economically feasible, on a long-term basis, but I think they're great and they're a place to start. And I think they're starting to get some decent stuff from it. Not huge amounts or anything, but it's a start. And if they are successful at it, maybe more people will give it a try. So I think it's great that there are people who are willing to try different things and see what works and what doesn't, and who knows where it'll take them.
You know, that like I've seen all types of things in the almost 20 years that I've been here. Like,
you basically,
I remember exactly what saying you do words like, I'm so tired of eating broccoli and peppers.
Town,
like, for a while, that felt like
up.
That was really all you had.
You bring
choices.
As much as you can on your tickets.
You start to find your little ways of getting stuff.
And
people are doing all kinds of different things to get
it
like,
is.
If you guys stay here long enough, you start to realize
flour
that everyone's
is,
got
is
like
a huge
a way.
Expense.
It's like a whole new logistical
it's
thing.
Probably
you know,
three times
my mom comes,
the amount that you would pay.
When she comes
south.
To visit me in the winter, she doesn't
you
even bring a parka
south
or boots
ship
or
it
anything.
Here,
I dress her when she gets here. You fill your luggage bags with food.
You find ways.
I'm actually shipping up a vehicle from down south.
From Thompson now, somebody's coming.
She might even be here now.
Back
but it,
from
my
Thompson,
mom did Costco,
bring
Superstore, Walmart. Like she filled my vehicle with
flour,
Rubbermaids of food,
whatever.
Heavy stuff, you know, specialty nut butters, snack bars that we don't have, cracker flavors that we don't have, things my son likes that have weight, maple syrup, you know, things like that, you know, that are heavy and hard to bring and whatever, like, or you just don't have access to. So,
I don't think so.
That lack of
turnips. You know, 1 week, cauliflower is $6. 1 week, it's $11. Same transportation, same store, same staff, same...